You are listening to a show called Muzak for The Observant, and my name is Andy Resto. I am the host for this week, and later on today, at about 2:15, 2:20 or so, going to have a live interview with Jarrett Sampson of Tough Age, or Toughage, whichever way you might want to say it. Who are releasing their new record, I Get the Feeling Central, very soon on Mint Records, or it has just been released, and they're doing a party for it tomorrow, July 3rd, here in Vancouver. So stay tuned for that. To get things started here this week, I'm going to play a track off of a compilation that was just released. It is a CITR compilation that we put out for our fundraiser this year, and I thought I'd start with a track from that because, as you may have heard if you've been tuned into the station over the last week or so, we have just moved. This is a new space that we're broadcasting from. It's very exciting and also very confusing at times. So, in celebration of the new space and the party that was last weekend and fresh beginnings, I'm going to play a song called Two-Bit Angel by Satina Saturnina, an old band here in Vancouver, which you can find on our Sub Pop compilation, which is on Bandcamp. And this is a recording that was done on Thunderbird Radio Hell years ago. So to get things started here, Muzak for The Observant, this is Two-Bit Angel by Satina Saturnina.
Hands for Barbie, clap. Hands. Good evening. We are Satina Saturnina, coming at you live on CITR, Thunderbird Radio Hell. I like it. It's nice. Bondage scene in paradise. Name your fetish, what's your price? Earthly pleasure, how delights. Angels lick my wounds. Angels lick my wounds. Lick my wounds. Samika when she cries. Shut down paradise. Red dream. Put all the girl. Dance and scream. Control passion. Hands in sovereigns. Orgasmic exorcism at the gates of Eden. Don't come in, lock the door. Stupid angel, one heart whore. And I'll let it trickle over your aching stomach. Stupid angel, one heart whore. 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 We'll be right back.
Whoever said money can't buy you friends obviously wasn't a member at CITR. When you become a member, you get the Friends of CITR card with incredible discounts in the UBC and Kitsilano area at
Australian Boot Company, Banyan Books and Sound, The Bike Kitchen, The Cove, Dantry's Pub, Displace Hashery, Limelight Video, The Eatery, Fresh's Best Salsa, Gargoyle's Bar and Grill, Lotus Land Tattoo, Nuba Kitsilano, Prussian Music, Rufus's Guitar Shop, and the UBC Bookstore.
To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or go online to citr.ca.
I got a stack of records here, a stack of records there. I got records scattered all over everywhere, but I'm looking.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting independent music for over 30 years, and it keeps on living by joining efforts with local music supporters such as Vinyl Records. You can find a selection of Vinyl Records' featured albums on the back cover of Discorder and can support your favorite local bands and artists by purchasing their records. For more information on their vast selection of new, used, and rare music, go to vinylrecords.ca.
Still tuned in to CITR 11.9 FM. This program is called Muzak for the Observant. My name is Andy Resto. And we just heard, before that brief respite, a song by a band called Shopping out of London. Very good album, Consumer Complaints, that I am excited about and have heard about half of it. Song was called We Say You Pay. Just came out on Fat Cat Records a couple of months ago. And before that, started the show off with Satina Saturnina, an old wacky group here in Vancouver that the recording you heard was from a live set they did on Thunderbird Radio Hell years ago. I believe it was in 1998 or so. And that is on our Sub Pop, as in SUB, Student Union Building, Pop compilation that CITR put out as a part of our fundraiser this year. And recently at our moving party last weekend, we were able to give that out to those of you who donated for the cassette. And it is also available for streaming on Bandcamp, so you can check that out. However, main event for today on this show, going to hopefully figure out these new phones, which I think I've got a grip of, and give a call to Jarrett from Tough Age. They are coming to town tomorrow to play a record release show at the Astoria, I believe. And so I'm going to chat with them, I'm sure, about the new record, I Get the Feeling Central, along with a variety of topics, I'm sure. So that will hopefully be on the other side of this. Kaz Mirblouk, artist from Los Angeles, will also be playing that show alongside Tough Age. So, gonna play you some Kaz Mirblouk here. A song called Lauren, off of an album he put out called Through the Glass. So stay tuned. Other side should have an interview with Jared Sampson of Tough Age. Okie dokie. As expected, minor technical difficulties trying to figure out these phone calls here. So don't have Jared on the line quite yet. Going to try and get this thing figured out. For now, I will play some actual Tough Age from the new record. I get the feeling central. This song is called 50 Girls 50. It's the opening track. So try to get Jared on the line after this.
Follow
And we are back, and we have things figured out. You're listening to CITR 101.9. This program is called Muzak for the Observant, and I've got Jarrett Sampson from Tough Age on the line with me. Jarrett, how are you doing?
Yes, I'm here. I'm just fine. Great. 8 out of 10.
All right, great. I'd say we're about a 5 or 6 out of 10 here at the station right now, but you know, it's going good. It's on the upswing.
Yeah. When did you guys move? Like, when did the move happen?
Officially Saturday. Switched over about 1 p.m. So things are still.
Yeah. So this is your first week in the studio.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
I'm figuring out these robotic arms. I'm figuring out these phones. It's a bit wild. But we've got it going. So we were just hearing. One thing that the delay in this interview gave me time to do is to play some Tough Age. So we were hearing some new tracks from the new record, I Get the Feeling Central. Has that been physically released yet, or is that being released on Friday?
Yeah, it came out last Tuesday.
Last Tuesday was the official release day. Great. And then you guys are playing tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night here, at Cobalt. So we played, right after it came out, we played in Calgary at Sled Island, and now we're here. So we're doing the show with our bunch of friends tomorrow night at Cobalt.
Great. How was your sledding experience? I was there as well for the week, and it is a wild time. It's a bit of a whirlwind.
Yeah, it was really hot. It was really hot. My most notable thing is we got a show. They're like, "You want to play on the Saturday?" I was like, "Yeah, sure, why not?" And then we got programmed directly opposite television.
Okay.
I was like, great. Okay. Well, see absolutely nobody.
Yeah.
At our show.
Yeah.
The worst thing you could be up against is like drive like Jehu into television. Just like everyone being like, maybe they'll be okay. And it's like, they're not going to be okay, but you're still going to go. I would too.
Yeah. I actually passed up on television intentionally. Not that I'm uninterested in television, but I didn't need to go see it. And I went and saw Other Jesus during that time. And I was just wondering.
They were playing. Where were they? Oh, were they doing like a house show then?
It was just before. Is that like 8 p.m. at Bamboo, the bar?
Oh, yeah. They had the two the same night. Yeah. Because I saw them Saturday afternoon at Tubby Dog.
Right. I was just curious if you also made the joke that you guys are television or that someone needs to go see television, because that joke was made a couple of times.
Oh, of course, yeah. Well, everyone was just like, let's go see that. It's like, it's free. I mean, if you're playing the festival, they're right there. The Richard Lloyd's on the band, so I don't know. I mean, they're there, so I can see people want to go. For me, like, I just go see my friends at Sled Island.
Right.
Like, I just want to go see, I mean, especially now that I moved in Toronto, I just want to go see all Vancouver bands and Calgary bands and people that I know and I want to see out there. So I just went to see, you know, like Pinner and Dead Soft and Sidelines and Heaven for Real and people like that, Cave Girl, like bands I wanted to see that I don't get to see once a month anymore.
Yeah, great. What did you think of Tubby Dog? It's an interesting place.
I love Tubby Dog, yeah. We played there before, and I've gone there a lot. We used to go play Calgary a lot with Korean Gut, too. Mm-hmm. So I probably played Calgary the second most of any city after Vancouver. Cool. Tubby Dog is great. We played there. They're real into us, so I didn't pay for a hot dog for like 2 years after that. And then this year, I guess the allure wore off because I paid for my hot dog again. It's sort of, for me, it's got pinball, it's got ridiculous hot dogs, and it's got the Captain America and the Avengers arcade machine. So it's great. I played that straight through. It cost $12. Me and my friend Dave played it. It's a perfect venue for me. I played Burger Time. Like I was watching Feel All Right, and I just played Burger Time the whole time. It's great. A+. Feel All Right is really good Burger Time music.
Yeah. I played some Tetris when I went there. They've got some bizarre hot dogs. A friend of mine got Chips and Captain Crunch on hers.
Yeah, my old favorite used to be the Captain's Dog, which is like the peanut butter and jam and Captain Crunch stuff on there is really, really good.
It's bold.
I had to step away from that abyss, but I really liked that one.
So, in general, how are you finding life on the, I shouldn't say East Coast, but Eastern Canada in Toronto? How's things been going?
I really like Toronto as a city. I think if Toronto was on the West Coast, I would like it the most because I'm back and like, oh, right, the ocean. Right. There's the ocean. I like that. So I think, I very much enjoy living there, but I land on my feet. I got a lot of good friends out there. It's a neat city. I'd only ever lived in Vancouver, so I think when you're 30 and you've only lived in one city, it can't really be a bad decision to go move somewhere else. It's been going really well. It's sort of fun being back to ground zero where I know nobody, nobody knows who I am. Things like that, and you're sort of walking around building from zero. It's sort of fun.
Right.
Instead of, people are like, who's that fat guy at the show? Instead of being like, oh, there's that fat guy Jared at the show. It's the only difference. Just my name is cut out. But it makes a difference. It's fun. It's sort of fun to be back to, being anonymous. And I often am super busy, so I don't like running into people. So now there's no chance because I don't know anybody. So it's never oh, man, now I got to talk to Ben live for a while.
Stop and chats are rough.
Yeah, who wants to stop and chat with Ben live? Come on. I don't know why I'm sticking into Ben live. I love him. But my point of anyone, it's nice to be sort of back to being anonymous instead of people just not caring about you. Just not caring about you because they have no idea who you are is a good 1-2 punch.
Right. So when you do occasionally come back to Vancouver like you are this weekend, are there go-to spots that need to happen every time that aren't obligations that you feel like you would actually enjoy needing to revisit?
We come back apparently a lot because this is about the fourth time I've been back since I moved, which makes sense. We still have a lot of connections here, obviously, and my family's all here, and I have a niece now and stuff like that, so I want to come and see them. I just eat sushi a lot. That's pretty much it. Everyone, friends on the East Coast, they'll try to take you for sushi. They'll go, no, man, this one's really good. Trust me. You're going to love it. And then you go, and it's $5.50 for a Kappa roll, and then you get it, and you're eating it, and they're looking at you really expectantly. And they're like, and you,
great,
in
right?
your mouth, take it, and your head, you're just like, oh, no, this is awful. I can't tell them it was bad. Look at them.
Oh,
so I'm like, yeah,
so
it's pretty good. I eat a lot of sushi. we've been to Zapang already. I'm going back there today. I've been there already. Been to Roe a couple of times already. My favorite Roe is the perfect price quality level, the perfect triangle of amount, price, and quality. A lot of that. That's what I miss the most, is eating sushi. I also we got good record stores. I like the record stores a lot here. And good band. I mean, that's it. I just want to go to Red Gate, and I want to go to things like that and see bands because we spoiled city. We got a lot of really, really great bands here.
Yeah, it's true. Did you catch the Red Gate show last night? Crosses, Fountain?
No, I was trying to go Fountain or are my favorite band in the world. Mm-hmm. My pals are my favorite, I think, the best band going. But I had some personal stuff come up, so I couldn't go. I went to the Elf House. I was there for a while. I went to see Penny from Tough Age's other band, The Drearies. Yeah. And who else played that show? Grease Thieves, saw them. And then Pinner and Poor Form were playing.
Nice.
Poor Form, yeah, so good. And I was happy they got back because their van broke down. They had a bunch of problems, so. That was my only stop yesterday. And there was three shows I wanted to go to yesterday because Heaven for Real were playing, or Quaker Parents were playing up at Red Gate, or Red Gate, at Red Cat.
Yeah, Red Cat.
And then, Fountain Cross for Red Gate. It was a nuts night in Vancouver for a Wednesday.
It's just been a constant party since Sled and then people coming over here. It's just been a bit crazy. To get to your music, to Tough Age, quick question to start. Have you thought about rebranding? There was one time I saw you guys play, and you opened by saying, we're Toughage. And I think that's sounds so much, to me, I think it's so much better than Tough Age. And I would suggest...
Well, number one, thanks for criticizing my name, the gall, sir. Number two, no, I would never rebrand. I like to say Toughage because it's like a Descendants reference. I'm just saying, they always say that stuff, like Bike Itch and things.
Yeah,
it's just being me taking a piss. I think, I didn't name myself after a horribly abused minority group or something, so I don't think I'm in a position where we need to rebrand. It isn't a name. Tough Age isn't stepping on anyone's toes, and I like it.
All right.
I like it, so I'm keeping it.
So you're going to keep it. That's good. All right. Could you complete this sentence for me? If Tough Age was, as in the first album, Tough Age was blank, I get the feeling Central is blank.
If Tough Age was blank, then I get the feeling central. I'm leaving blank as the word blank. If Tough Age was blank, then I get the feeling central is penciled in.
Okay. That's pretty good. That's a good segue. So you are into comics, and you used to make comics, is that correct?
I don't make comics now. I've worked in comic shops for a really long time. I'm working on some comic stuff with my friend Rob Onzik. We're doing some stuff. Hopefully it'll come to life before the end of the year. But no, comics has just always been a real passion of mine, and I've worked in comics retailing for almost a decade.
Mm. And is that more superhero kind of things or outside of that?
No, it's all over. I mean, I like all that stuff. It's all over the place. I work at a shop now in Toronto called The Beguiling. It's sort of like the most amazing comic shop in the world. And the first floor is all, for lack of a better term, highbrow or intellectual books. And the second floor is all superhero trash. And I work on both floors because I really like all that stuff. Like, I want to read Rich McGuire's Here. I was super excited. And I came out, I want to read, you know, the new volume of AMA, but I also am going to read Secret Wars. So I can tell you, you know, who's writing Suicide Squad. And I can also, you know, tell you if you liked Beautiful Darkness, what else you should read. I just like comics as an art form, and it's just like, it's a weird thing for me to pick, because it's the same going to movies, is I want to go see highbrow and intellectual movies, but sometimes I also just want to see stuff blow up.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm okay. Superhero comics is the stuff blowing up. And obviously, as I grew up, that was it. But even young, I started reading really, like, concrete and really weird sort of out there comic books that sort of just gave me that idea, where I didn't really see much of a separation between reading the X-Men and then going and reading, like, Too Much Coffee Man or something like that, which is a bridge, or reading 8-Ball and stuff like that. Yeah, it's all over the place. I like sitting down and having the new Optic Nerve and the new issue of Batgirl.
Great. So does that mean you're going to suffer through Ant-Man, the movie that's coming out?
Suffer? I'm so excited for Ant-Man. Really? Everyone's down on Ant-Man because you don't want to pretend you love Edgar Wright. Peyton Reed is a very underrated director. He worked on Mr. Show, number one, and then he made Bring It On, which is a fantastic film.
Bring It On is a
And he made
movie.
Down With That's... Love, which is a wonderful throwback to the Howard Hawks comedy, like pitch-perfect Howard Hawks imitation.
Yeah.
I'm into it. I'm pro Jared from Tough Age is pro Ant-Man.
You know, I wasn't aware that he did Bring It On, because Bring It On, you're correct, is actually unarguably a great film.
There you go. Thank you. You're on my Bring It On side. I love that movie.
Yeah. It is quite terrific.
Yeah. It's the only teen movie that has a character reading the naked ape on screen. Perfect film.
All right, great. So we got about 15 minutes left in the program. I was going to maybe play some Korean Gut. That's your former band.
That's my old band.
Circa 2010, 2011, and earlier. Yes.
Can't remember when we were. We broke up right before Tough Age. So we broke up like end of 2012, I guess.
Okay.
So a couple of years before then, yeah.
Yeah, great.
But, I mean, we played a few shows since then. I'm sure we might at some point down the line.
So did you have anything that you wanted to say out there to people listening, anything you need to sign off on?
No, I'm happy to be back. People come to the show tonight, or they go see the Shakerama show and go see Fist City, or they don't go to any show and they stay home. Live your lives and do whatever you want. I'm happy to be in the city. And it, even remotely, it's nice to be on the new CITR.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
hopefully it's all working out there.
Yeah, it'll be together in the near future.
Of course,
so
everyone's got to get a grip on the wheel.
Thanks for the patience with getting on air. You said the show tonight. Your show is tomorrow night. Yes.
Show's tomorrow night. Yeah.
Tomorrow night at the Cobalt.
With Casimir Blucas from LA. It's really great. He's on Lollipop Records and called Babies and Gal Grayson. And us.
Great. All right. So we're gonna hear some Korean Gut. This is If You Want track. If You Want. And thank you to Jarrett for joining. Thanks so much.
Hey, no, thanks for wanting to talk to me.
Yeah. All right. Have a good one.
All right. You too, man. Bye.
To enter a new destination.
The Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. LiveBand.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
Let me refresh your memory. Russians. That's right. Russians, Ruskies, Communists, Communists. Oh, now you remember.
Hello, hello, hello. My name is Russian Tim, and I'm the host of weekly punk rock radio show called Rocket from Russia. Every Tuesday, 10:30 to 11:30 a.m., Rocket from Russia is aired on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, or CITR.ca, anywhere where internet is paid for.
are still tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM. Muzak for the Observant is the name of this program. You just heard a band called Forever without an E. So with one E. So Forever, VR. They're from Brisbane, Australia. A duo that, yes, sounds like my Bloody Valentine, virtually. Their album, it's an EP, it's called Demonstration. Just got it in here to the station, and it's quite nice. More of the same of what you just heard. It's a song called Yucatan. And before the break, we heard Korean Gut, a song called If You Want. And that is because earlier on in the show, I was kindly joined by Jarrett Sampson of Tough Age, who used to play in Korean Gut, and will be playing a show tomorrow night here at the Cobalt here in Vancouver, along with Colt Babies, Casimir Bloke, and Gal Grayson. So go and check that out. Should be very good. I get the feeling Central. It's going to be a big album around these parts here at CITR, I can imagine. We heard a couple tracks from it earlier on in the program. To end the show this week, everything was a bit kind of crammed today, which is going to happen. There's going to be some growing pains. But to end the show, I'm going to play a song by a band from New Brunswick, if I'm correct, from Sackville, New Brunswick, called Kappa Chow. And they are on their way here to Vancouver this weekend. Going to be playing a show on Saturday night, July 4th. And I'm going to be meeting up with them and doing an interview, which I should hopefully be airing next week on this program. So tune in again next week, same time, Thursdays at 2 p.m., for an interview with Kappa Chow. I'm going to play a song of theirs called Bang Bang. This program has been Muzak for the Observant. My name is Andy Resto. Shameless self-promotion right now. I also host a program on Mondays called The Burrow. On the same lines, trying to get interviews. If you wanted to tune in this next Monday at 3 p.m., I'll have an interview with a band from Toronto called Whim. It's Whim with two M's. Just a mass of live music and bands and artists coming through Vancouver and the West Coast over these last 2 weeks that it's a bit overwhelming. But our job here at CITR is to weed through all that and to give you what you need. So again, thanks to Jarrett for taking the time today to chat with me and the patience to deal with some of the issues we're having here. But it was great. Go see them tomorrow night. And this is Kappa Chow to end the program.